It's Tuesday, August 9th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Chi-Coms are causing more trouble for the Early Rain Covenant Church, with another arrest of a pastor on August 2nd, reports China Aid. Preacher Wu Wu King was taken from his home on a COVID-19 technicality. Pastor Wu has been arrested and harassed at least 5 times this year. Thus far, 200 members of the church have been arrested. Lead pastor Wang Yi is serving a 9-year sentence, and another elder is serving out a 4-year sentence. Please pray for Early Rain Covenant Church during these hard times of persecution by the Chinese communists. The British High Court made the decision to end the life of a 12-year-old lad named Archie Battersby by removing palliative oxygen against his parents' wishes. He died at 12:15 on Saturday afternoon, reports The Telegraph. The court also refused to allow him to die in a hospice situation. The ordeal began towards the beginning of June when his mother reported him to having possibly participated in a dangerous, foolish stunt referred to as blackout. The British socialist medical system oversaw Archie's medical care. The Conservative Political Action Conference straw poll, taken over the weekend in Dallas, has Donald Trump still at the top of the heap for the 2024 presidential race, reports the New York Post. Trump took 69% of the vote, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis came in a distant second place with 24% of the vote. Speaking of former President Trump, last night he said that his Florida Mar-a-Lago home is under siege and occupied by a group of FBI agents, reports the Epoch Times. In a post on Truth Social, he wrote, quote, "These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents," end quote. Trump's attorney, Christina Bobb, confirmed with CNN that the FBI seized documents from Mar-a-Lago. Expect more tyranny in America. The U.S. Congress just approved another $80 billion to hire 87,000 IRS agents in hopes of generating more tax money through tax audits and other means. Listen to what Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas said from the floor of the Senate as he warned Americans of what is to come.
There are a lot of bad things in this bill, but few are worse than the proposal by Democrats in this bill to double the size of the IRS and create 87,000 new IRS agents. The House Ways and Means Committee, the minority, has put out an estimate that under this bill, there will be 1.2 million new audits per year, with over 700,000 of those new audits falling on taxpayers making $75,000 or less.
The massive boost to the IRS came as part of the Schumer-Manchin social spending and tax increase bill. It passed through the U.S. Senate by the narrow margin of 51-50 over the weekend. Vice President Kamala Harris cast the deciding vote. The bill increases taxes by $700 billion and spends another $400 billion on more health care subsidies and environmental programs. In a statement, Senator Cruz said, quote, "This bill is a giveaway to the Democrats' radical leftist base at the expense of middle-class Americans. It's a betrayal of President Biden's promise to not raise taxes on the middle class. Make no mistake, this bill will hurt America and hardworking Americans at a time when we can least afford it," end quote. According to the Tax Foundation, the Biden tax increase proposals are the largest the country has seen since 1968. The largest year-to-year federal expenditure increases since World War II occurred in 2020 under President Donald Trump, in 2008 under George W. Bush, and in 1975 under Richard Nixon. And the largest federal spending increases over the length of an administration occurred under Ronald Reagan with the 69% increase, Richard Nixon with the 60% increase, George W. Bush with the 58% increase, and Donald Trump with the 54% increase. Proverbs 28 verse 2 explains this well. It says, "Because of the transgression of a land, many are its princes, but by a man of understanding and knowledge, right will be prolonged." Olivia Newton-John, the 1970s pop singer and movie star, has gone to meet her maker at 73 years of age. Best known for her role in the 1978 film Grease, her most successful hit song, Physical, was banned on radio stations in the early 1980s for its scandalous lyrics. Newton-John told Fox News she felt, quote, a little embarrassed that it was banned, end quote. But she said, quote, compared to what I'm listening to on the radio now, it's more like a lullaby, end quote. 1 John 2, verse 17 explains what's happening here. The world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. And finally, hardly anyone has ever heard of him, but he was a big baseball star in the early 1900s on the order of Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb. Honus Wagner played for the Louisville Colonels and the Pittsburgh Pirates between 1897 and 1917. His baseball card just sold for, get this, $7.25 million. Not wanting his image associated with smoking products sold through the cards, Honus refused to allow the American Tobacco Company to use his image on the card sometime after 1909. One of the first professional baseball players in America, Honus Wagner maintained a batting average of .328 throughout his career of 2,794 games. And that's the World View in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, August 9th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.